Welcome back, conquerors, to Mr. Carnivore. Today, in this podcast, we're going to chew the fat on life, business, and wealth, whatever else you feel like sinking your teeth into. I'm your host, Del Ellis. Today, we're going to be diving into something crucial for success in any area of your life, building rapport. Now, you might think, rapport? Sounds fluffy, but trust me, it's the bedrock of solid relationships, whether you're closing a deal, leading a team, or just having a decent conversation. Here are the three major things you can expect to learn. Number one, the importance of rapport. In this podcast, we're going to emphasize that rapport is just not a fluffy, but a crucial element for success in your personal and professional life. We're going to highlight that people are more likely to engage with those who they like and trust. Making rapport is essential for building a strong relationship. Three, actionable steps to build rapport. We're going to learn about active listening. We're going to find out about finding common ground and also showing empathy and understanding. The pitfalls for not doing these things. We're going to warn you against making those type of mistakes, such as pretending to be listening while formulating a response, faking common interest, confusing empathy with sympathy. By highlighting these pitfalls in this podcast, we're going to help you avoid common errors and build more genuine connection. So why is it important to build rapport? Simply put, people do business with people they like and trust. Without rapport, you're just another face in the crowd, another voice on the phone. You're easily forgettable and even worse, easily dismissed. Let's start off with a quote that really hits home. The most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. That's a quote from the former president, Theodore Roosevelt. And he knew a thing or two about getting things done. Rapport is about creating that connection, that sense of shared understanding. All right, let's get down to the three major steps of building rapport. Step one, active listening. I mean really listening, focused listening, not just waiting for your turn to talk, but generally absorbing what the other person is saying. This means paying attention to their words, their tones, and their body language. Put away your phone, make eye contact, and ask clarifying questions. Show that you care about what they're saying. As Napoleon Hill stated, wisdom is a reward you get from a lifetime of listening when you'd rather have talked. This means truly absorbing what is being said to gain true understanding. And if you're not sure you understand, ask for clarity. The pitfalls or the bear traps alert. The biggest mistake people make here is thinking they're listening when they're actually just formulating their response. They're not in the present moment. They're already jumping ahead. A lot of times they'll cut the person off, which is rude and it's irritating. Of course, this also comes across as being dismissive and arrogant. Step two, find common ground. People are drawn to those who share their same interests, values, and experience. Look for those points of connection. It could be a shared hobby, a mutual acquaintance, or even a similar sense of humor. This will create a sense of familiarity and comfort. Now, let's bring in another quote. People will forget what you say. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. That's a quote from Maya Angelou. And finding common ground is a powerful way to make someone feel understood and valued. Bear trap alert, don't fake it till you make it. Don't pretend to like something just to build rapport. People can smell insincerity a mile away. Be genuine, be authentic, and find common ground that truly resonates with you. Step number three, show empathy and understanding. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to see things from their perspective. Acknowledge their feelings and validate their experiences. This shows that you care about them as a person, not just as a mean to an end. Here's our final quote. To effectively communicate, we must realize that we are all different in the way we perceive the world and use this understanding as a guide to our communication with others. That's a quote from Tony Robbins. Understanding differences is key to empathy. Bear trap alert. Don't confuse empathy with sympathy. Empathy is about understanding and sharing feelings. Sympathy is about feeling sorry for someone. You don't need to agree with their perspective, but you need to acknowledge it. So let's do a recap of today's podcast. First, active listening, finding common ground, and showing empathy. These three steps will help you build rapport and create meaningful connections. Without rapport, you're swimming upstream. You're pushing up against a current of indifference. Remember, building rapport is an ongoing process. It's going to take time, effort, and genuine interest in others. But the rewards are well worth it. You're going to build stronger relationships, achieve greater success, and most importantly, create a more positive and fulfilling life. Why hunt with Dallas International? Why train with me? Because you're going to learn from experience, practical experience. I'm passionate about hunting and committed to your success. It's going to become an unforgettable experience with you because we're going to hunt in stunning locations worldwide via the internet. Guided expeditions and training courses are going to provide for you a unique and rewarding experience. I'm going to customize my approach with working with you. I'm going to tailor my service to your individual needs and skill level, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned hunter. You can contact me at dell@dellellisintl.com. You can phone me at 1-855-7-HELP-US. That's it for today's episode of Mr. Carnivore. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to go out there and build some rapport. Until the next time we meet, stay hungry, stay focused, and keep chewing. I'm Dell Ellis, and I'm passionate about changing lives.